Platform. It's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise. Wake up, the platform's waiting for you. Wake up, see what your system can do.
Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today and maybe in 2026 as well. Happy New Year, George and Casey.
Happy New Year. That might be a long list of things that they might send us, Chris, if the whole year, but for sure Q1. What are you building in Q1 of 2026 with HubSpot?
Even that might be a long list, and it might depend on what updates we see come out in Q1.
True facts.
Very true. Well, we've been off since the 19th, so we do have some updates to go through. If I can remember how to work StreamYard here. There we go.
There you go.
My husband just texted me that he forgot his computer password and got locked out this morning.
Oopsie.
There you go. Whoops. I've already had one 2025 that needed to be 2026 as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's dive in. We've got customer agent working hours. What is it? Working hours lets you define specific times when customer agents should respond to customer communications. You can now set clear boundaries for when customer agent is active, whether that's during business hours, after hours, or any custom schedule that fits your business needs.
Why does it matter? Gradual rollout made easy. Progressively introduce customer agent on any communication channel, allowing you to evaluate performance and build confidence before rolling it out full time, out of office only. Configure customer agent to engage with customers only outside of business hours, extending your coverage without adding to your team's workload.
Love it. I feel like there should be like a when your agent goes on vacation. No, I'm just kidding. They don't do that.
Yeah. But on the other side of this, like if you just want to get it testing, like set it for an hour, set it for 30 minutes, like whatever you want now. It's not like an all in or all or nothing thing. Very far from it.
Yeah.
So get in there and get it tested. Number two today, updated on Christmas Day. Man, the team works hard. HubSpot MCP server, the remote one. What is it? The HubSpot MCP, which stands for Model Context Protocol server, is now available in public beta. This unlocks the ability to bring HubSpot context into the tools and environments where you work. With the hosted endpoint, mcp.hubspot.com, you can connect any compatible MCP client allowing you to create custom workflows and integrations powered by your HubSpot context. I think when we use the word workflows there, we're not talking about HubSpot workflows tool. Just so you know, what are we talking about? The HubSpot MCP server supports read-only access to the following CRM objects: contacts, companies, deals, tickets, invoices, products, line items, orders, carts, subscriptions, and quotes. The server is secure by design. It connects to HubSpot accounts via OAuth, and all tool calls respect both user level and field level permissions configured in the connected account.
Why does it matter? The HubSpot MCP server gives you more flexibility to build secure AI-powered workflows and integrations with HubSpot data. By enabling granular CRM access through AI agents and third-party apps, it supports use cases such as automated reporting, custom workflows, and embedding HubSpot context into external platforms. This also unlocks new opportunities and use cases to bring HubSpot context into the tools you already use. You can use the HubSpot MCP server with any compatible MCP client, as well as directly through the OpenAI or Anthropic APIs to create custom integrations.
It's so interesting. I feel like we're quickly leaning into a conversation that will need to be had. And it's happened in HubSpot land, Hublandia before, where it's like when to do this or that. There's definitely going to be, when do I build an AI-assisted workflow with an MCP outside of HubSpot? And when do I build my workflow inside of HubSpot with HubSpot Breeze? Like, that's going to be a very important conversation or deciding factor before you start to build something moving forward, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And I'm still learning on how all the different HubSpot AI related access works. This, what we're talking about today, is specific to the HubSpot developer platform. So not the same as the HubSpot connector, not the same as like the HubSpot MCP that, you know, you might have on your local Claude desktop. Mm-hmm. It's different. I don't know exactly how it's different other than what we just read through. So like George is saying, definitely understand your options, because there's lots of ways that you can go beyond read only when connecting your AI tools to HubSpot. So just be aware. Number three today, an interesting one, view where you are logged into HubSpot.
Okay.
That one's live.
This is like the first one we've talked about that I think is new.
Mm. Yeah. What is it? Session management is a security feature that allows users to see what devices they are logged into HubSpot. Users can view information like device type, operating system, browser, IP address, and the date the session was last active. Lastly, users can choose which sessions they would like to log out of, excluding their current one.
Why does this matter? This feature provides greater visibility into where a user is logged in. It is a security best practice to ensure that no stale sessions remain active, especially across multiple devices or browsers.
This is interesting. Can I tell you where my brain's going? Do we have time for that? So do you know how when you log into Adobe and maybe you've run into this, it's like, hey, you're logged into three computers, but you're only allowed to be logged into two. Which one do you want to log out of? There's other software that does this as well. This feels like a granular step into a world where you would only be able to be logged into HubSpot with a certain amount of devices, which also leans into if you're in a seat-based world and people are using one login for multiple seats, and then all of a sudden you couldn't have five different computers logging in with the same information to where, anyway, I'll stop right there, but this feels like something's coming.
Could be. Not where my brain went. My brain went to just the visibility, the value of it, because I, and we've had this for a while in other systems, like George's highlighting. When you talk to people and they say they're using HubSpot and then you find out that like it's through Outlook or it's through the email client only and they never actually go into HubSpot.
Yeah.
Right. Those kinds of things, because they'll say, I'm in HubSpot. I use HubSpot. And then you start giving them directions as if they're actually inside of HubSpot and then they have no idea what you're talking about. Right. I think this will help create visibility around mobile app usage, I'm guessing. So definitely the visibility. And so it's on, so admins understand you have this visibility now. Like, please use it to understand how users are using HubSpot.
Yeah. And I'll even throw this in. If you do work for organizations, which by the way, it's all hubs and all tiers. I just saw at the bottom. If you do work for organizations who now have this feature, they know. They know when you've logged in. They know if you've been naughty or nice and what you're doing and how long you've been doing it. Just saying, those billable hours aren't just in ClickUp or Asana. Those billable hours could be potentially in HubSpot if somebody took time to do that. Anyway, Chris, it's funny that you mentioned the I'm in HubSpot. By the way, I'm in HubSpot could actually be representative of our organization bought HubSpot. Just saying. I've run into that situation as well, and they've never done anything with it. But their organization owns it, so they're in it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many good points from this just little update here.
Yeah.
Like that probably, like, since we have partner seats and partner roles now, and that stuff is going to be,
Just saying. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen.
ReCAPTCHA for live chat is our next one. What's changed? Because this one has been out for a minute, but it is in public beta. ReCAPTCHA is now enabled by default for new customer agent chat flows, while existing chat flows can still have ReCAPTCHA enabled individually. What is it? You can now opt in to ReCAPTCHA to protect against bots and spam in live chat.
Why does it matter? By implementing ReCAPTCHA, you can reduce incoming chat volume from bots and spam. If you're using Customer Agent, this can minimize credit consumption from bots and spam. I think that probably piece is a really big piece of this.
Yeah,
I would be pretty bummed if, you know, a significant portion of my credits, or even an insignificant.
Any portion.
Yeah, one yeah. But like any. Spam. Yeah. Then you're just that's stupid.
So let's say Q3 2026, AI will have figured out ReCAPTCHA forms by then. Okay. Moving on. Customer agent prompt recommendations is live. What is it? Customer agent can now display smart prompt suggestions that appear in your chat widget based on what page your visitors are currently viewing. Instead of generic conversation starters, instead of generic experiences altogether, the widget shows relevant, helpful prompts tailored to each specific page, making it immediately clear how the AI agent can assist visitors with their current needs.
Why does it matter? Most website visitors see chat widgets but don't use them because they're unsure what the AI can actually help with. This feature eliminates the hesitation by showing visitors exactly what questions they can ask right away. The result is higher engagement rates and more visitors getting the help they need instead of bouncing from your site.
My brain immediately goes to customer agent on your pricing page, but you'd have to have a pricing page to do that first. But anyway,
you'd have to show your pricing on your pricing page.
I digress. That would be a power punch duo right there. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. You got to care about that website experience.
Pricing.
And this is the kind of thing like where you can really, you should really start to understand as a leader the difference between using customer agent and human agents.
Yeah.
Because being able to iterate across the whole website with specific prompts that are contextual based on the page, that's been saved for like specific teams of people, right?
Yep.
And yeah, a lot of value there if you have very specific website experiences that you want your users to go through, which you all should have, by the way. Number six, HubSpot IP ranges API. What is it? The IP ranges API provides HubSpot's IP addresses for use in firewalls and monitoring systems.
Got it. Why does it matter? You can now dynamically access HubSpot's public IP addresses for your projects and firewalls. This eliminates the need for manual IP information updates and aligns with industry standards. With this API, you can automatically update your firewall rules, enhance your security monitoring, and streamline integration with HubSpot services.
Dang.
I'm sure this means something.
That is the nerdiest of nerdy updates that I think we've read, at least for this year. At least for this year.
Yeah. No, I was just in a conversation the other day about like HIPAA compliance and like security stuff, and somebody did an audit and HubSpot passes in this part, but not in this part. And it's like, are you sure? Like, are we like these kinds of things? Like, this is why HubSpot is going hard on these as well. Yeah. So hopefully that helps with even more security gaps.
Yep.
Number seven, pipeline object tags visible for all users for Smart CRM, Sales Hub, and Service Hub. I definitely want to understand what this means.
Yep.
What is it? In paid Smart CRM, Service Hub, or Sales Hub portals, all users can now view pipeline object tags. Previously, only paid seat users could view object tags. Additionally, pipeline object tags are now included in Smart CRM Professional and Enterprise plans, and hopefully Casey now gets a chance to explain what this actually means.
I'm currently lost. Why does it matter?
I still don't know what it means.
Now that all users can see and use object tags, your team will benefit from increased visibility and efficiency across seat types. This change also ensures that portals with Smart CRM are able to take advantage of advanced pipeline capabilities. What are object tags?
Yeah, so if you click on that link at the very top, to help your team quickly identify and prioritize the most important deals, tickets, leads, and custom object records in your pipelines, you can now set up color-coded object tags based on certain criteria. For example, you could create a green deal tag called large deal and assign it to any deal with an amount value greater than $10,000. Once you've set up object tags, you can use the deal tags, ticket tags, lead tags, and custom object tags properties in other HubSpot tools such as saved views, reports, workflows, and segments. And then if you read the rest of it, it talks about how to create colored object tags or create object tags. And then you can edit and delete object tags, show or hide object tags. I'll shut up. You get it.
Yeah. So these are deal tags that then became object tags.
Yeah, because when it works in more than just deals, it can no longer be a deal tag. It has to be an object tag because it then works in objects, which there are many of, by the way. There are no longer four. Anyway, I'll not beat that dead horse.
Okay. And now that's visible.
Yep. As long as it's a paid. So notice free. You will not have the tags, but paid smart CRM service.
Hopefully it works better than that page, because that like wrecked my wrecked my bandwidth somehow. Hopefully we can make it through this.
Chris says.
But yeah, I think we're doing better now. And I'll say, as I think the way it probably best to understand it is actually like record tags. As you would look at like specific deals with tags on them. But they do apply to more objects, which is fun. The tagging system, I've always enjoyed, like when it's like doing content with Joshua Oakes. He does a great job of explaining what deal tags are. Last one for today, report on deal split goals. What is it? You could now create single object reports based on deal splits and add goal lines to track performance against revenue targets.
Why does it matter? Previously, teams using deal splits to track sales rep performance couldn't easily create reports with goal lines, requiring manual workarounds to measure progress against targets. Now, you can build dedicated deal split reports without hitting custom report object limitations, add goal lines directly to deal split reports to visualize performance, and automatically factor deal splits into HubSpot goals for revenue tracking.
We like revenue tracking. Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot, especially in 2026. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us Monday morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Happy New Year, everybody.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up.